Thank you, Mr. President. It is my pleasure to represent Albanian government in the high-level segment of the third session of the Steering Committee on Trade Capacity and Standards. We thank the Secretariat for the study made on regulatory and procedural barriers to trade, as well as the Moldova delegation for excellent presentation on the findings and recommendations. By this occasion, we would like to present to the high-level segment the Albanian experience in the area of regulatory and procedural barriers to trade as follows. The Albanian National Coordinating Committee on the Trading and Facilitating Policy was established in May 2016. This committee is part of the Berlin process with its priority to facilitate trading and also in line with the Protocol 5 of the SEFTA implementation process. In this regard, we may add also the commitment of Vienna Summit, emphasizing the relevance of trade facilitation for the entire region to make further steps on integration in regional and European level. We would like to inform the session that this committee is a unique body dedicated to only trade and its regulatory and procedural barriers. It is headed by the Albanian Ministry of Economic Development, Tourism, Trade and Entrepreneurship, composed by 12 members coming from other related institutions, as well as by 6 members from business community. The committee functions are, first, to propose relevant measures on trade facilitation. Second, to coordinate trade policy making process at national level. Third, to coordinate and consult the trade policy with businesses community. And fourth, to monitor trade policy in the country. There are 4 committee meetings whose outcomes are to be reported to the Prime Minister's office. Depending on specific issues, the committee decides for setting up subordinated bodies or working groups. There is also the Action Plan 2017-2018, whose measures are based on trade barriers based on different reports, in particular those of UNECE. Furthermore, the Working Group on CPS and technical barriers to trade is set up in the country. In frame of SEFTA, the Protocol 5 seeks to promote synergy among its members countries in order to implement trade facilitation objectives as a response to business community requests on the elimination of useless trade barriers. This protocol is based on the TFEA provisions. In some cases, it embodies the additional engagements, thus it remains an additional guarantee for Albanian exporters, in particular on inspection simplification, reduction export-import formalities, exchange of electronic data, reciprocal acknowledgement of laboratory tests and those of the program of the agreed economic operators, as well as effective risk implementation. Another dimension of the protocol is related to its effects to all other agencies exercising border activities. This is its additional value, which is based on WTO trade facilitation rules and principles and TFEA provisions. In the area of its implementation, up to now, Albania has undertaken the following measures as commitments in the frame of Paris Summit. National Committee on Trade Facilitation is set up in May 2016. Local custom clearance decision is issued in April 2016. Document approval on risk management policy issues in May 2016. Cooperation agreement between border acting agencies is done in August 2016. The latter is broadly discussed among relevant institutions, NISA and 6B as a guarantee for all institutions' participation in additional Protocol 5, in particular NFI, in the National Electronic System of Services, which is part of current project headed by this agency in this regard. In conclusion, expressing its commitments for further improvements on regulatory and procedural barriers to trade, Albania wishes the Moldova delegation every success in implementation of the recommendations made during this session. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.